Welcome back to another BuyAuburn.com podcast. And no, you're not seeing things. We got my man, Daryl Daprich, on here. Actually, you're not seeing anything because this is audio only. But I got my man, Daryl Daprich, on with us today, with representing his company, ISCI. What does that stand for again, Dap?
It stands for Industrial Specialty Company Incorporated.
Let's go. And there's something really cool that they do. And it's one of the things that we're promoting at buyauburn.com. We're going to have fun with this one. That one thing I do with everybody is, you know, these are supposed to be like Auburn represented businesses. So there's got to be an Auburn connection. And then I make essentially ask them to prove their Auburn connection. So you can't just say, oh, yeah, I'm an Auburn business. Let me get on there. No, you got to prove it. You got a unique story. I won't let you tell it.
Yeah, I guess I am the definition of sidewalk, right? But I have absolutely converted to where I'm not. I mean, I grew up in Arizona, and I have a ton of family that live in Montgomery, and that were Auburn. And every Christmas, we would exchange gear. We would send them Arizona gear. They would send us Auburn gear. And I fell in love with Auburn in 1981, watching the Auburn broadcast on ABC and Keith Jackson. And one year, by mistake, my aunt and uncle in 1983 accidentally sent me Alabama gear. And I got on restriction because I told my parents to send it back. Didn't want it. They said, that is very disrespectful. I said, I will not wear it. Will not wear it. So even though I wasn't living here, I was in 83 so into Bo Jackson and Auburn, and because of my family out here being so pro Auburn. And so in 89, I had the opportunity to travel to Montgomery, Alabama, and visit this family. And I was coming off them shutting down the baseball program that I was playing for in Arizona. They were disbanding the program. And I just happened to say, you know, we're going to visit some relatives in Montgomery, me and my sister. And we did, and we stayed for 3 weeks. And I, for whatever reason, fell in love with the region, had about three tryouts for baseball with three different local colleges in Montgomery. I settled on AUM and moved here, sight unseen from Tucson, Arizona, where I was going to school in Flagstaff at the time, and just moved here and decided to start and continue playing my baseball, my career at AUM, and hurt my elbow early on in the fall after some games. Not going to lie to you, got cut. It was devastating with everything that I knew is playing baseball, and that was my identity. And I thought, you know, this is why I was coming to move here. And I got cut from a team that was really, really good. They went to the College World Series for NAIA, but I couldn't throw. I couldn't play. But I ended up staying, and I didn't go back. And I'm so glad I did. And when I stayed and moved here in 1989, the love affair and the journey with Auburn continued because I had the opportunity to be here for the first game ever at Jordan-Hare. And if you don't think that didn't make an impact on me with, you know, everybody, I didn't see the big deal at the time because where I came from, you played your home games at your home stadium. You didn't go to rickety old Legion Field and play on a, you know, if you want to call that a neutral field, you're being naive. And so I didn't see the big deal until I moved here and saw the big deal. And it was so cool because that was the year, Kyle, that Alabama started out 10-0. They were number one in the country besides Miami. And everyone was just – Auburn lost a couple games early. And I remember being in the middle of that and understanding what Auburn fandom meant and being an Auburn fan and with Alabama being on top of the mountain. And all that changed. And I was hooked forever. So, yeah, I transitioned from – I did not attend Auburn, but I've had a love affair with the school since 1981. And when I moved here, it got in my blood and became – it wrecked me. It became – for my heart rate, for my blood pressure, whatever it is, I was all in. And so that's the story of how I became kind of an Auburn supporter.
So I don't think anybody would ever question what your love affair with Auburn. My question is, I always want to know, is when did you become – the Auburn radio, like the Auburn defender on the radio? Like you had the radio station, I believe the radio show with Doug for a long time. And you were kind of you know, you're, I don't know if you were just out there. I'm the Auburn guy, but you were more of the Auburn apologist on that show. When did that happen? Like, when did you start become, because that led to who you are now and everything you do across all Auburn content channels. When did that kind of get kicked up?
Yeah, from 1989, from when I moved here to 2018, I was all Auburn, lived and died with all the aspects of Auburn. So in 2018, I had the opportunity to join Doug Amos on the Max Roundtable on ESPN The Ticket. Charlie Trotman was there already, you know, noted veteran Auburn quarterback. But I think Doug wanted some balance. But the challenge was he also did not want me to be a homer.
Yeah.
And so it was very difficult to be neutral, stand down when Alabama people would call the show and just absolutely – look, it was very hard after an Iron Bowl loss or a big Auburn loss to get on that show. And Doug did a good job. Doug did not poke me on that, or he was not – he is not a taunter. He doesn't do that. That's not how he is. And so I'm not that way either. But there were a lot of fans that were. A lot of fans that were notorious for being Bammers that were just jerks. And so it was very hard. But at some point, you have to be who you are. You have to be genuine Yes. and authentic. And when that happened and I was able to start to give my opinion, absolutely, I was going to defend things that were said or misnomers or things like that. So 2018 to 2022 was when I was on that show. And then when I just decided it was too difficult with my work schedule to be on a talk radio show 3 hours a day, 3 days a week, I transitioned to reaching out to Zach and saying, hey, let's do something. Let's do something after football games. The media newspaper print is dying, and everybody loved going to their front porch on a Sunday morning and grabbing the newspaper. Let's let the post-game reaction show be that Sunday newspaper. And, it, yeah. you know, Zach strategically drops it at 7 in the morning on Sundays. People would get up and watch it. And so that's what led to me just doing a post-game show with Zach, which led to me being on Locked on Auburn twice a week, just a regular guest, not doing a post-game reaction, which led to a post-game basketball reaction, to transition to being a member of the Barn and, yeah. And writing stories and doing stuff like that and being, you know, on with you. So all that kind of transitioned from me just stepping away in 2022 from the talk radio show.
And it probably has been a freeing feeling that you can actually kind of, you don't have to bite your tongue and you can just kind of be yourself. It's led to the DAP rants.
Yeah.
And, I've had everything becoming, you know, a thing. Everybody loves that.
I do not. One of the things that I'm able to do at my age is be retrospective, look back. And I know we always should be look forward and not live in the past, but you know, there are a lot of times, Kyle, I'm just being honest and not dramatic. I pinch myself that I'm in this role because of how much I love Auburn.
Yeah.
How much I love Auburn. So when I got to cover a Final Four, or I'm credentialed for football and basketball, when those credentials come through, and this may sound cheesy, and other people that have been doing this for 20 years don't get this feeling. When the credentials come through, congratulations, you've been approved to go cover Auburn and Arizona and McHale Center, or you've been approved to cover the Final Four. When all that happens, I never take it for granted. Yeah. I take that very seriously. I take it. It's an honor and a privilege, and that's how I treat it. And regardless of where you're on the road representing, because I know I'm representing the Barn, and I know I'm representing Locked on Auburn. But in some small way, let's be honest, we're representing Auburn University.
Yeah.
And so you have to carry yourself. So yeah, that is one of those things that I never and will never take for granted, because I am covering. And I am commenting and I'm creating content for a team that I'm emotionally invested in. And so I make no apologies for that. Now, does that lead me, you, Zach, whoever, Lindsay, to criticize that team at times? Yes, we still will. We'll be, you know, we want to be the voice of the fans sometimes and say the things that frustrate us, that frustrate them, that they can't say. I take that responsibility very seriously, too.
I love it. What's your favorite Auburn moment? Your like favorite Auburn memory that's just like, I know what I was wearing. I know what I ate for breakfast. I know everything. Like, what's that moment for you?
there's a tie emotionally to something that has to do with family. We have three biological children, and in 2014, we adopted a six-year-old into our home named Josh. And the very first, when you're in the adoption process, you do visits, you go bowling, you go to movies, but then they also have to let him stay a weekend with you to see how that works. Josh's first weekend with us was the kick six.
No way.
I'm wondering if he thought, I cannot stay with this crazy family. This is nuts. He was 6 years old. He arrived to our house from his foster home in an Alabama jersey. My daughter said, nope, ain't going to work. Went to Walmart, got him an Auburn jersey, put it on him. He watched the kick six Iron Bowl with us. And although he was six and didn't understand why everyone was jumping around and screaming crazy, he got right in there and jumped around with us. That whole weekend had a glow about it, yeah. Not just because of the game, because of the game. And then Josh stayed with us the whole weekend in the aftermath. Those two things were married to me. And again, he arrived with an Alabama jersey. And then a month later, he was ours. He came to live with us permanently. But his first weekend with the Dapperidge family was the kick six Iron Bowl weekend in an Auburn jersey. Poor kid came in an Alabama jersey. We said, nope, ain't going to work.
He put up a fight.
He did not put up a fight. And after that night, he probably thought, who are these crazy, crazy Italian family I'm going to come live with? But it was just I remember that night too. This is great. You know how it is when Auburn wins a big game and you get to go back out into the community, right? Yeah. That feeling.
Yep.
Frozen had just kind of opened up that movie, and Josh had never seen, I don't think, a movie in a movie theater. So we took him to see Frozen, and in the glow of the kick six, we were all together as a family. It was just a great night. And so that memory is really special to me, not just for the game, but for a lot of the little sidebar things that happen with it.
That's incredible, man. That's emotional too. Like, I literally was like, almost, I was trying not to well up with tears. That's a cool thing, man. That's the romantic part about college football that we all have, just we all love. And you have a lot. I feel like Auburn fans, you have all kind of moments like that. Who's your favorite all time Auburn player?
Bo Jackson. And it was because when I fell in love with Auburn, he basically was that dude, and he put them on a national stage. And so it's a no brainer to me. It's him.
You have a Bo Jackson moment?
Yeah.
Or a memory that stands out?
Yeah. I believe it was the Georgia Tech game. I was watching that game at my house, and he looked like they had the angle on him. And that was when Fife had the most famous call, bye bye Bo.
Yeah.
And you had the corner, you had the angle, and he just kicked it into another gear. And then when I moved here, early 90s, I had an opportunity to be affiliated with Southern Sportsman's Lodge and Buckmasters and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And he came to Southern Sportsman's Lodge and was one of the participants. The story goes, they set him up with deer after deer after deer, just like a duck's at a shooting pond, so he could kill some bucks. But anyway, I got a chance to meet him, and just a great opportunity to see that. And that's another reason why you kind of pinch yourself at times. There are people that you grow up admiring, and you get sometimes to rub elbows with them and be with them in certain areas. And so certainly that was the biggest moment. And I think Auburn's blessed. When you talk about like your famous, your favorite Auburn player, I think Auburn has been blessed to have some incredible storytellers behind the mic that made the emotion and the moments more special. And we're blessed. I mean, Fife, icon, Rod Bramlett, icon, Andy Burcham has carried that mantle and carried that flame and has done such a great job. And it's not easy. Fife only did two sports. Rod and Andy do three. And it's not easy to cover three sports with the enthusiasm and passion. And so I think we're blessed to have the narrators and the storytellers tell Auburn stories at such a high level as well.
I completely agree. Completely agree. Let's talk about your company. I think y'all do something really cool that we're trying to promote, and just go into what you guys do and what you have to offer.
Yeah, we are a company that's been around since 1974, and our primarily we do a lot of parts for the military, which is pretty cool. We do a lot of stuff that we deal with customers that the soldier in the field we do parts for. We do a lot of things like that. But in 2008, there was like a little spinoff. We decided to get into something a little bit different. That there's a product out there called a Can-Am Spyder. That's a motorcycle that you have two wheels in the front, one in the back. And a lot of people that were older or disabled started to get this particular motor vehicle because it's easier to ride. And we found that there was this niche of a disabled rider, someone that may not have had legs or had horrible back problems. And if you don't have use of your legs, one of the things we found out with this Can-Am Spyder motorcycle was it did not have a brake. It had a foot brake, but not a hand brake.
Wow.
Most motorcycles, Harley Davidson, you can stop it with your hands. This Can-Am Spyder is just a foot brake that you press down on near the foot peg that you're, and that was difficult for people that didn't have the use of their legs. And so the owner of the company at our time decided to get in the drawing room and draw up. And so what we provide is aftermarket accessories for this Can-Am Spyder, but mostly we had floorboards that made it easier for people to put their feet on. But mostly what we do, we are the only handbrake provider for this Can-Am Spyder in the world. And it's a hydraulic, wow. It's a hydraulic handbrake system. It's very simple design. All it does is when you press the lever of the handbrake, it actuates the foot brake. It's all tied in. So you press the lever, the foot brake depresses and goes down. So it's one piece. We started doing this in 2009, and we offer discounts to handicap riders. If somebody calls in and says, hey, you know, I don't have the use of my legs, or I have a real bad back problem, whatever, we give them a little bit of a discount. And so it enables people that normally would not have been able to ride anymore to ride. And it's such a small portion of our business. I mean, a lot of our contracts are with the military, and a lot of, like I said, a lot of things that we do are high level. But this is something that we felt like it's the only retail side of our business, and it's something that helps people directly. So you can get on websites and order our product directly. It's online. You can call us. We've got a network of over 150 dealers throughout the world that also sell our products. And it's just a good little thing. I mean, I cannot believe it's been this many years that we've been selling this, and it just helps people continue to ride.
There's a problem and you found a solution.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a story behind how that whole thing came about, but I think that's just, something really cool that you have. I mean, you probably are rocking and rolling with everything else that you have going on. And like you said, this is such a small portion, but that you dedicated time and resources to making it a thing, and now it's out there helping people. So if you know anybody that would love to ride and they don't know the solution on how to handle with the fact that they can't utilize their legs or struggle utilizing their legs, give the app a shout.
And really, people that are able-bodied loved having a handbrake too.
Yeah. I was going to mention
that. Yeah, they just do. And so that's why we sell so many. And the cool part of it, this is a family-owned business. My brother-in-law, Jeff Cranchis, runs the Spyder department. My wife, Julie, helps him. Those two run that whole department together because we kind of treat it as a separate department completely. And like I said, because it is the only place you can go online, order our parts, retail, that kind of thing. They go to shows sometimes to display our product, and they know they have a networking and a community. You know, this barn venture is such a big community-based thing that you and Zach and everyone have created. And so, you know, our ISCI Ride Spyder community is the same way. They know each other. They see each other at shows. They ask things. There's social media aspects of it. But yeah, ISCIRide.com is where all our products are there. There's direct links to contact anybody.
We'll link it in the show description too.
Yes. And so you can do that. You can ask questions and you can get things answered and get things delivered to you. We deliver I got something for the first time the other day. I woke up and we had an order from Chechnya.
Wow.
Now they're
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's
sounds Eastern European.
It is. Their money you know, how you whatever you compare. I'm drawing a blank on the when you convert the conversion. I saw 42,500 and I went, what the heck? But it was the exchange rates like 2,000 Chechnya. So that's the first time we've had a company or somebody out in Chechnya buy our product. So it's pretty cool.
That's incredible. That, man, I really appreciate you joining me for this. I think everybody's going to really love this particular episode. We're dropping one every single weekend. Hope you have had a great weekend, and this kind of gets you kind of kicked off. So, guys, thanks for listening. We've got more to come. You can go to buyauburn.com today and list your business for less than $1 a day. It's incredible, and you could get your own podcast just like this one. So, y'all have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk again soon. We're out of here. War Eagle.